Well, praise God. Amen. What an honor it is to be back again. We're just not going to rush through anything tonight. We in America, we eat fast. I thought we drove fast till I rode with Andrew. But we just want to take our time because it's all about Him, about the Spirit. Amen. Talking about today, I had told Stephen, and I say it to you, Daniel, and I say it to you, brother. I see that the Lord has marked you. Amen. The enemy has tried to mark you. God erased all of this. And I see Jesus wrote across your forehead. Amen. Because the mind of Christ has arose. Amen. It's about the mind of Christ. You know, I may say a few things, and I'm trying not to, but I'm going to say a few things that I'd said earlier. Either it's been such a fast week, but I know that this is going in to every generation. Amen. And I know that God is raising you up. I seen it back. I didn't know you. And you know, coming over here, give me confirmation of what God told me back in December of this year. And there is a people that's coming forth. Those that are stressed, I said the other night, and those that are in debt, and those that are discouraged, it's coming to the Son of David. Amen. And I know that the ministry that God is placing in your heart is going to feed the ones that are distressed. I told some of them, I said, God loves to bring people that know both sides of the street. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And that way, if you know both sides of the street, you can walk in the middle. Yeah. Amen? And there is a path towards His righteousness that we're all on. Yeah. But I know God's going to use you mightily. Amen. It was confirmed the other night when we were at that meeting. I said, my God, this is exactly what the Lord had been showing me. And what I'm ever to do with it, I don't know. But I know that God is with us. He's with us all. Amen. And I'm going to slow it down just a little bit tonight if I can, even if I don't get finished. We got at least a couple more days, you know what I'm saying? But I want to say that I want us to know in our heart that this is the day of resurrection. This is the day. Paul knew, the disciple knew it wasn't their day. Paul knew he was looking, you know, there's something, he said, there's something even greater for us. Amen? Yes. And you know, the word said he was in the third heaven. He didn't know whether he was in the body or out of the body, but he was in the third heaven. Amen. And I believe that he was in the third day. Yes. He was looking into the third day from Christ. Right? This is the third day. And it's also the seventh from Adam, right? Which is the Sabbath day. You know, Jesus, if you look through this Old Testament, he really ripped them up. Because what he did, he did it on the Sabbath day. And every time he did it on the Sabbath day, they're ready to kill it. See? There's something the enemy doesn't want what's fixing to take place in our time, in our day now. He's doing everything he can, right? Psalms 2 says, why do the heathen imagine a vain thing? Yeah. Amen. That they set themselves against the Christ and his anointed. Yeah. Against Christ and we are his anointed. That's here on the earth right now. But it says that God sits in the heavens and laughs at them. Amen. We take everything out here so serious because of the day we live in. That's what I want to get started here if I can. Because, but in 2 Peter 1, and I'll just start in verse 16. I just want to slow it down enough for us to see a few things that I believe is important in this hour. Amen. It's important that we know not only who we are, but where we are in Christ right now. Amen? If we don't really know, it looks like the devil has taken over out here. Amen? You turn on the 6 o'clock news or whatever, and it looks like the enemy's just taken over everywhere. Right? And we're entered into a holy war. Now religion is rising up against religion. Amen. And even though, and it says that in that day, when he was pointing it out, he says, and nation shall be against nation. Right? And I don't think that's one country necessarily being against another one. It's that where the enemy tries to work is from within. Amen. If he can get you convinced that there's no other way, there's no hope, yeah, right? There's no peace, there's no rest. He seems to have it. And there's a lot of the church world that's sitting now ready to do battle with the Satan. And the thing about it is the battle's already over. It's already been won. Amen? And that's the reason there remaineth a rest. Right? That's the Sabbath day rest. It's the seventh day from Adam. Amen. I believe it's a Sabbath rest. And as we move into this, everything has to be dealt with from a place of rest. Amen. Jesus ministered from a place of rest. He didn't say, oh yeah, we better go out here and do this and do that and do this, because the Father's waiting on it. He just sit and kindly, patiently, waiting on him to speak, right? Waiting on him to do. He always used what he had, right? He used whatever was there. He made mud and put it in the guy's eye. Right? He didn't carry a bunch of eyeballs around with him and say, oh, what size fit you? Yeah. Right? He used what the Father had and he followed it explicit. Right? And that's what God is looking for us now. But there, let's get started here if we can. It says, and Peter said, we have not, in verse 16 says, for we have not followed cunning devised fables. This isn't just a storybook, right? It's the word of God. It's him, right? This is him. Amen. And he told him, he said, come and eat my flesh and drink my blood. Amen. And some turned away from him at that time. But this to me is him, his flesh, and the spirit, the blood. We eat of this, right? Then you shall be my disciples. But it says, we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we talk about the day of resurrection here, I know the ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with God. And one of these days, God's going to, when he comes, he's going to bring them with him. There's no doubt in my mind that they are not coming back. But there is a people of God that's going to be changed while yet Apostle Paul was looking for it. You know, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection while yet in the body. But he knew that he was leaving. And these disciples knew they were leaving. It's for another day, another time. Amen. But he says, make known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Amen. Boy, would have been good to have been eyewitnesses and being on the mount with him. You right? And in prayer and see the glory. See, they heard from the more excellent glory.
Yes.
Amen. There's glory of this and glory of that and glory of that. But they heard from the Father himself.
Amen.
The more excellent glory. You can't get any better, I don't think, than excellent.
No.
Daniel, can you? Right? And because it says, For he received from the God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the more excellent glory. Amen? And this is what he said. This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Amen? Boy, would I love to hear him just say, Bob, I'm so well pleased with you. Because most of my life of trying to even serve him, I was just fear all the time that I wasn't pleasing him. Amen. And then I realized, he said, in whom he's well pleased, he says, and what that means is that he is in full agreement with me. Being well pleased, he said, that he is in full agreement with me, and I'm with him. Amen. You see, but we have tried through trying to serve the Lord so much that we've tried to please him in doing this, right? I've cleaned so many toilets in my time, but I said, if I want to please him, right? But the thing about it is God, that's what that means. We've coming into full agreement finally with him. Because he said, there remaineth the rest. Some shall enter in. That rest. And that rest comes from the most holy place. Beyond the veil. Amen. You see, there was no seat out in the outer court. You brought your sacrifices, your little lamb, and hoping that everything's going to be good. That's where they saw it. It was a natural thing for them to do it. And the holy place was where man and God worked. Amen? Man kept the oil in the lamp, right? Man kept the bread, the shoe bread on the table. It was God and man. But the day we're living in now, it's all God. That's the day of resurrection. He's coming back. Do you know in book of Acts where it says when he left this earth and ascended into the clouds? Amen. And I think it was an angel said, why stand you here gazing into the heavens? Right? Why stand you here gazing into the heavens? Because the same way that he left, he's coming back. Amen? Is that not true? And I don't want to upset anything, but he's coming back in the clouds. Amen? The clouds are who we are. And he said the way that he left here, well, the way that he left here was up. And that's the way we'll see him come back. We'll see him arise in one another again. See, he's coming up. He's coming from within that spirit. He come out of spirit. Amen. And that's the way he's coming again. That's the reason the world cannot recognize him now. The word says they didn't know us because they didn't know him. Amen. They knew the history about him, but the mystery is where it's at. Is Christ in you is arising. Right? And it goes on to say here, it says, and this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And it says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, right? Seeing we saw what we did, I'm going to tell you a little deeper of where it's headed to. Amen? Where what they saw is headed to, right? And where it's headed to, listen to this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well to take heed of what he's saying here. See? And he says, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in the hearts. He's saying all of this glory that they saw was coming to this. He was the day star. Yes. Amen. That the day is dawning. It was a new day. Yep. Amen. Yep. That moment changed everything. It changed the whole thing. Amen. Yep. And you know, he came down going to Jerusalem to die. But there's a more excellent glory. And they said, and it started off and said that they were eyewitnesses of it. And I believe, brother, we're eyewitnesses to that majesty even today. Right? The more excellent glory. He said, you know, he told them when he was leaving, he said, but there will be some that will not see death, right, until they see all these things that of him coming in his glory. Well, you know, he appeared to them after when he was resurrected, the resurrection day. And that's where it is now. We are eyewitness. We're not necessarily these right here, because if you look in the natural, you don't see clearly. Amen. You don't see the things of the Spirit here. But we're eyewitnesses of his glory. The earth shall be filled with the glory of God. Amen. The whole earth. I'm talking about the whole deal here. But just as much as the terra firma or whatever it's called out here, the whole earth is going to be filled, right? The whole earth, brother. Your whole world is going to be filled with the glory of God, right? What we see here, what we see happening in the world today, right now, is exactly what he said. He says, let me find it here. It says, take heed as to the light that shineth in a dark place. You know, darkness. And this is how the day of the Lord starts out. Is a day of darkness and a day of gloominess. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I always thought growing up, you know, and coming through the church room, oh, this is going to, we're going to wake up one morning, the greatest sunshiny day you ever seen in your life. It's going to be, right? Yeah. I was looking at it. But then he says that it shineth into a dark place. Yeah. Shineth into darkness. But the darkness can never overtake it. This Christ, he's light, right? He's the life and the light of men. And it will never overtake it. Amen. See, darkness, I had it here somewhere. I guess I lost it. Oh, well. The word darkness means sorrow. Amen. It's all the sense realm, the natural sense realm, the misery. I believe there's plenty of misery in this world right now. Amen. Jesus, I'm sorry I lost it. Because it's well worth noting of what this darkness, what we see out here. We know it looks like all the world's going to hell in a handbasket. But it's just the darkness as it starts out. The day of the Lord, he always started in the evening. Right? His day always started in the darkest time. And then it begins to do. And what we're seeing is some of that darkness. Some of it is, if you want to write it down, but this is what you see out here. This darkness is misery. Death. There's death all around. Amen. And that scares, listen, that scares a lot of religious people. Amen. And then it's sorrow. There's so much sorrow in the world. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's the other side of this. This is that day star that arises in your heart. Amen. Ignorance is a type of darkness. My God, I walked in ignorance in this so long till the Holy Spirit, that I yielded to the Holy Spirit. Right? I woke up one morning and I said, Lord, now everything going so bad. I said, I'm now ready to lay my life down. Well, I had no idea what that was going to entail. You know what I'm saying? But it says obscurity. People are not seeing the truth. They can preach a truth. There's a lot of truths, but there's one truth. Amen? He is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's a person. It's a person. Right? And we thought we would eventually come to the truth of the whole mystery. Well, he is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That life is where we are now living. That life is within. The fullness of that life is beyond the veil in the most holy place, where is God and God only. Amen. Wickedness is another one. My God, I don't want to dwell on this, but the next one is destruction, and that's what we see so much of. But the thing about it is that there's the dawn is what begins to break the darkness. Amen. When I was in Vietnam years ago and we worked out in the beyond the post at night, and I couldn't wait till I could begin to see the horizon there and see that pitch darkness begin to start turning. Amen. The sun wasn't up, but you could see that dawning of a new day, that the sun was coming up. And the next thing you would see was the day star. See? We're seeing the dawning. And now we're focusing in on, amen? We're focusing in on the day star. He is the day star. Right? And that's where we're not ignorant about all this. We see what's happening. And yet this word will stand assured. Amen. The spirit within you will withstand it. Amen. And not only be a standing, but it will be a light that shines in the darkness. Amen. It's the shining into the darkness here, to all this misery and gloom and ignorance and everything that's going on. Amen. And it's dispelling everything that you see out here. But we keep our eyes on the day star. He is arising, not out here in the natural sky, but he hears where it's rising. We're focused. Our life is hid now in that day star. Amen. We're hid. That's the reason we don't get any rush when we come together one another with one another. Because you see, our life is hid. That day star is rising in the heart. They can't see it. They didn't know him, so they don't know you. Right? But the thing is, that day star is rising, and that's the focus of our life. Our life is hid. And it looks to me like that when we gather ourselves together, and it said, when you see this day approaching, to gather yourself together even that much more. Amen? Because when we gather together, we are moving into our hidden. It's hid. Not hid to us. Me and my wife, we can't sit down to eat any meal together without getting on the Lord in some kind of way. Right? And it's the same way with you. It's just something that burned that I want more. I've got to have that. See, it's about a relationship. And as we gather together, we're in that relationship. We're just not churchy people doing churchy things. It's just this day star is that I know that the day star's in Bill. Amen? And if we can fellowship one with another, you won't say very much. You may be talking about Cadillacs and football or whatever, Bill. But it'll turn into the fellowship with the Christ. It will turn into that. I've seen, and I'm not throwing off on religious people, but just plain religious people won't enter in to that relationship one with another. They've got their doctrine, and there's no room for fellowship. There's no room to see this day star that's arising in our hearts. Amen. I love the fellowship. Not just to be with somebody, but my life is being consumed. It's a fire. The Holy Ghost is a fire. And it's consuming everything of who we ever thought we were and beginning to let him burn you. That's all I say. Let him burn you. And the fire's good for us. It puts heat out. It'll put the pressure on you. Make you sweat, Bill. But whatever it is that day star that's rising in the heart. Yeah. Amen. Let's turn over here, if we will, just for a minute. Because there's something even greater that's beginning to take shape out here. Beyond just to recognizing the day star. Amen. The Son of Righteousness is rising in our hearts. With healing, brother, in his wings. Amen. But we'll get to that here shortly. But I just want to turn to Luke chapter 9 just for a minute. Because when we begin to see, and we begin to know, when we begin to know, let's see if I can find it. I write so much in my Bible I can't see anything, but that's all right. Let's just start with verse 20. He says, 14 says, he was saying, "Whom do you say that I am?" Right? And they'd answer and said, "Some say you were John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others say that the one of the old prophets is risen again. You see, keep in mind, it's the resurrection day. See? And he said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" That's the key. Whom say we are that he is to us today? Right? The blind guy in chapter 9 of John, they said, "Who did open your eyes?" And all he said was, "All I know is a man called Jesus." Amen. That's all he said. He's blind. All he heard is name. Right? And that's where we come in on this outer court. We come to Jesus. Amen. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but we meet him first. Right? And then, "So whom say ye that I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ of God," right? The light that shineth into the darkness. And he says, verse 23, we just skip for the sake of time. But he says, "And he said unto them, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Amen. That's where we enter in to this. We lay our life down. We lay, we're accepting him as the sacrifice, as the Lamb of God, that take away everything that we ever, the sin that so easily besets us, that where we come to see the living God. Amen. And then he went on and through that deal. I said, I think sometime here, but they come back and they wasn't satisfied with just Jesus. And he says, he was getting a little bit aggravated, and he said, "Well, he must have been a prophet." Amen. He must have had some kind of gift. He must have had something, he had something, but he still didn't know who he was. Amen. That is the most holy place. I mean, the holy place. You see? Once we come unto Jesus, we have to have governors and tutors, because we know anything. We don't know anything if we're not meek to listen and to learn, right? Then we'll be renegades, in a sense of the word. But then you come to the most holy place. And he came, and Jesus came back to him finally and said, "Do thou believe in the Son of God?" Right? And he says, "Who is he that I might believe?" He went from Jesus, right, to a prophet. And Jesus said, "It is I that's standing here with you." And he says, "I believe." That most holy place is where we become that one spirit. Right? It said, "And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings," and about, when he was saying it's about 8 days, it's when that day began to take care, when it comes in after midnight, after in the darkness. It's about the 8th day, right? And it began to shine, and he said, and it goes on and says, "And he prayed, and his raiment was white and glistening." And it says that, let me read just a little bit of it and get, it says, "And he prayed, and the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening," right? his countenance from being Jesus in the flesh is beginning to be, is who we are today. Amen. We are. They didn't recognize him. I think I said this the other night, that they didn't recognize him as he appeared in different forms. His fashion's been changed, but he's still going to rise. Amen. And he's going to rise in the altered countenance. He's going to rise in you and I. The body of Christ is what we see today. He is the head. We are the body. Amen. He needs a body to put the head on. Amen. But it says, turn over here. Let's go on past all that. Isaiah 60. I'd like to see that. Isaiah 60. And this here describes, and Isaiah, I think he was talking about Jerusalem. Amen. But we are the heavenly Jerusalem. So the same thing is to us. The same word is to us. And it says, arise, right? Arise from depression. Arise from all these things. Arise from your circumstances. It says, arise and shine. Be radiant with the glory of God. Amen. To be radiant with it. That's the only way that this world will ever see him, is that the radiance that's coming out of us. That what's radiating, I'm going to lay that in, what's radiating out of us. Man, I love to be around people that's got life in them. Amen. Do you? I don't want to be around no dead folks. I want to have that resurrected life. Right? I love it. I can't get enough of it. Right? And because I used to walk around with the dead. Right? I was dead myself. But then arise. Come out of that darkness. Come out of that, of all the things that depress and keep us sort of locked down. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Amen. He's talking about the light is, he's talking about this Christ is come. And it's radiating out. In other words, it's being resurrected again. Where Paul was talking about of being resurrected while yet in the body. Amen. Not all. Listen, if I go by the way of the grave, don't let it discourage you. Because someone is going to be here when the head gets back. Amen. When he returns, there's going to be someone waiting here for him. I know a lot of it's talking about, you know, we're going into heaven, then we're going to ride the horses back. Here, you know, I don't like to ride horses. They scare me. So I'd rather try to be, I want to be one that's standing here when he gets back. And we will come to a place that said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You're not going to see him do that till we see him in you. You're seeing him in you and you and you and you. Right? Blessed is he that cometh in the nature, in the Christ, right? In the life. That's how they'll see it. That's the only thing this world can distinguish is that we don't cave in and we don't hang around. We're not as depressed as we used to be, right? We don't throw the pity parties we used to do, amen? Because that life in us, that resurrected Christ, is rising. The same way that he left here is the same way he's coming back. It says we will not see him no more in the flesh, but we'll see him in the spirit. I believe when he come back, you're going to have to see him in the spirit to recognize him. Amen. You'll know his presence. You'll know. Now, I believe he will, if you want to say it materially, he'd come back in any way he wants to. But we're going to see him as he is. Amen. We're going to see that Christ in one another. I love the Christ in you. I love the Christ in you. You know, because spirit speaks to spirit. Right? Spirit doesn't speak to flesh. If the Lord wants to speak to you, he's not going to speak through your flesh, to your flesh, right? He may bring your flesh to a place as you can recognize his voice, right? But he'll come, right? And the day of resurrection is what we're living in. My God, there's life out here. There's life that wasn't here years ago, right? When I, and you see, to receive the life, something has to die, right? If a seed be planted in the ground, it abideth alone, right? See, there's a lot of seed being planted in the ground, but it just abideth alone. But if it die, right, it will bring forth much fruit. You see, we have to quit looking so much at the death and the thing. We look and to look for the fruit. Right? We're now looking. We're not looking for death. Right? We knew him. See? The word says that when he entered into the ship, they took him as he was. Amen? He was tired, worn out. And that's what you see a lot in the church realm now. It's tired and worn out, and they just, are you following me? They took him as he was. But we have to take him as he is. Yes. I take him as he is today. Every one of us, we're so precious in his eyes that I don't think we've seen the brightness, the full brightness of his coming, of what he's going to do. We still, the word says it'll be seven times brighter. The sun will be seven times brighter than what it is, right? As we head into this and begin to see the Son of Righteousness or the Lord of Lords, we begin to see in more detail of who he is. Everything is getting brighter. Amen. If it's not getting brighter, then we're looking in the wrong place. Right? I'm looking for him to rise up. I believe we're going to come into the time that there'll be, and the word says it, there'll be no more tears. There'll be no more reason to cry. Amen. There'll be no more reason to mourn. Amen. And if we do cry, it'll be the tears of joy. Amen. I see people that when they mention the Lord, they'll just about go to crying. And what it is, it's not the mysteries come on. It's the glory. It's the joy that's bringing the tears of joy, right? And righteousness. But he is rising, and we're going to see him as he is. And it says, listen to this. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. My God, it's like reading tomorrow's newspaper, right? The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Duh, where do you see, where are we living at here, right? But he says, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. You see, in the Old Testament, they would always, because Christ had not come, right? So he will rise upon you. It's saying in the future, he's going to rise upon you, right? Since Jesus came and was crucified and raised again, He's rising within us. It's not upon us anymore. The Holy Ghost in the Old Testament used to come upon the prophets. And then when God got what he wanted, it would lift off of them. Amen. But now, it's continuously staying up in us. That the Lord shall rise in thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. Or in thee. See, that's the difference now. If people knew who was standing before them, amen, would not it change? This whole drastic world would change in a twinkling of an eye. When they come to realize that blessed is Daniel that cometh in the name of the Lord, or in the nature of the Lord, right? And they begin to see that day star. And not only the day star, it's getting strong into the Lord of righteousness. Amen. The Son of righteousness is the fullness of this. That's in the most holy place. It's the Son of righteousness that dwells in there. He came, he died, and now he moved in. Right? And he has, you see, he was raised, I mean, he was in the order of Melchizedek, an endless life. You see, the church world's been waiting for the endless life to wait till you die and you're over yonder somewhere. Well, it can be right now. Everything that God is doing, he's doing in the now. He's not waiting over there. You remember when Lazarus, God raised him from the dead, and Mary and Martha came to him and said, well, Jesus, if you'd have been here, right? My brother wouldn't have died. And I think I've said that to him at some time or another. If you'd have been here, what, you could have saved this person. Right? But to make a long story short, they turn around and he says, well, he will rise again. He will be back in the resurrection. Amen. Well, I know he'll be back. Right? I know he'll be back. What they were doing, they were putting their faith in the past or putting it way out yonder in the future somewhere. And if we continue to put the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ in this earth, we continuously putting him off, putting him off, putting him off. Yeah. Right? But he said something that just finally dawned on me. I am the resurrection. Amen. You see, the resurrection. He is the resurrection. And he lived. That resurrection now is living in us. Yeah. Right? It has gotten a hold. It's gotten a hold of the world that Bob lives in. Right? The kingdoms of this world shall, it said shall. And it shall be as long as we put it off in the future. But the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of my Lord and his Savior. Amen. Amen. In Revelations, I don't forget what chapter, Andrew, that it says that when the trumpet began to sound, it ought to be finished. But it wasn't finished. Amen. It wasn't finished until he be resurrected again in the third day. He was resurrected one. I thank God for it. If he wasn't resurrected, then we might as well go shoot poo somewhere. Yep. But the thing about it is he did rise on the third day. But now, what he's doing is he's rising again in the body of Christ. Not religion, right? It's not just religion we want anymore. You know, I've been tried to do the religious thing, and it don't work. It makes you miserable, right? Have you ever tried to be religious around a situation? Jesus, it don't work too good. Because you see where these brothers have come from and where they be ministering and ministering to, you can't fool somebody on the street. You making put the wool over their eyes just for a minute, but they'll wake up, right? But it's that day star, that sun of righteousness, brother. But it says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Amen? Lift up thine eyes round about and see. See, we have to lift up our eyes and see that this is a sure thing, right? What he's saying here is a sure thing. You can just mark it down on calendar if you want to, but it's a sure thing. And the king shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up their eyes around about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and their daughters shall be nursed by thy side. Amen. This is talking about the day that we're living in, the day of resurrection, the day of our perfection, the day of our maturity is here. And I say, oh, geez, because I look at this, and I said, I'm just about as big a baby. You will never be able in one lifetime to take this whole thing in. Amen. You may read it from cover to cover, but you're just reading it. Everything that's in there is him, is come, and they're coming to the brightness of this. It's not just Bob they're coming to see, or Stephen, or Daniel, or whoever. They're coming to see him. They're going to come to see him in you. Amen. I noticed the other day when we were in at the, have you done this yet, baby? Okay. My wife says, when you get too long, I'm going to do this. So I hadn't seen her do it yet. But when we were at the, anyhow, last Friday, we were over here at the church, and there was a lady that come in. And what was her name, the lady that was there? I forget. I don't know who it was. I'm bad on names. But she said, this lady had been in before. But now she's coming in, and she's not quite as ever what was going on in life was really life-ending. But she's back looking for more. Because she's coming unto the light. She may not know it, but she's coming unto the light. Amen. The light, that brightness is shining. Then thou shalt see and flow together. Wouldn't it be nice that the body of Christ could just flow together in unity without any undercover deal, you know what I'm saying? Come and flow together. There's a flow. And it says, flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged because the abundance of the sea. He's talking about the abundance of this sea. He's talking about people. He's talking about the population out here. The abundance of that is coming. And it's coming in this day of resurrection. Amen. The day of resurrection. The day of our perfection. The day of our maturity. Right? And then it says, flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come. The riches that you see the wicked prospering is coming back unto the Lord. They're going to come just like the Israelites did coming out of Egypt. The time they took up the first offering, they had to shut it down because the people were throwing the gold thing that they come out of Egypt with, they were throwing it in at his feet. And they had to stop him from bringing it in. It was just too much. But there's an abundance of everything. There's abundance of everything. Everything that's ever been promised us is going to come to pass. And I want to just one more scripture here, and I won't be any longer. I know we got the weekend. There's some other ministry coming in, and I'm anxious to hear. But in Malachi, amen, this is going back before. Let's see if I can find Malachi here. My glasses are not doing well tonight, but in Malachi, I can't remember names. I can't hardly remember the scripture. Chapter 4. Yeah. Amen. Malachi, this is, after this was said, I think, wasn't it 400 years before God ever spoke again? He shut it down after this. And he says, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble." See, all this darkness is going to be done away with. Amen. "And the day that cometh shall burn them up." Right? Yeah. "Saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Amen. There is coming a day of this, of what is going on here, that everything, there'll be no more root of wickedness, no more root of depression, no more root of, "But unto you that fear the name," right, "that reverence this name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Right? And it's like a picture, like a bird, and everything is covered. We're covered under the grace. All the grace and mercy. It's just that it's all over. It's healing is in the wings. Amen? And you shall go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. Amen. It's not being a calf being shut up, what he's talking about. He's talking about a calf that's been shut up, and you turn him loose. Right? Have you ever seen one that's been shut up a long time? Man, he'll get to dancing around, hopping around, and just glad to be free. Glad to have gotten out of the gate. Just that the gate was shut up on him. We're like calves in a stall. He has fed us and fed us and fed us. And now he that makes us free is free indeed. We're free indeed today. We have no right to say we're not free anymore. We are free because of the day is here. Amen. The day is here. I'm free. Not intending on crawling back unto man or any bondage. Amen? Because I'm free. Amen? But you see, you can be free. There's a lot of people been freed. There's some that's been freed in that program. Amen? But there's something that's, it's good to be freed. But the next step is coming back and having your ears pierced to be a bond servant. That's where the real freedom is at, is having the ring placed in your ear against the doorpost, which he is the doorpost. Because you can be free to run, you can be free to go, you can be free. But that bond servant, you know what a bond servant can do above all things? He doesn't have to ask permission to come into the big house. Amen. To the master's house. He wants something to eat. By this ring being in his ear, He can just walk right through the front door. Amen. He doesn't have to, oh God, I'm poor, and all that. He's free to walk. Right? We have used it over here in America that the kingdom, it's good to be inside the kingdom. We used to say, well, if I could just make it in, if I could make it past the eastern gate, right? Just to get inside the eastern gate, I'll have it made. But then I said, I don't want to go just right inside the gate, right? I want to be at his feet. I want to be with the very presence of God. I want to be able to reach out and touch him, right? To know him, to be able to speak face to face. That's what his presence means, that we come face to face. Amen. But it goes on here and says, verse 4, I can't see it. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto you in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. He said, you remember the law? He said, because he's talking to Jesus had not appeared. The Son of Righteousness had not appeared yet. So that's all they had was the law. But he's changed. He said, behold, you remember this, right? The old covenant is dead and it's passing away, right? It's been dead, but you see it in the church realm. It's passing away. Old order is passing away. And behold, I will send you Elijah, right? Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. Amen. When he is fully arrived, there is things now that my children have bugged me a lot of my life. But now when this day starts, the father's heart is toward the children. Amen. Leaving nothing behind. Right? You remember when Moses said, well, y'all can go out and have all the feasts you want. And they went 3 days out. And they said, but we're not going without the women and children. Amen. They knew, because if the women and children had have been held back, he would have known they'd have had to come back. But they said, we're not leaving. When we leave here, we ain't leaving nothing behind. Amen. That's the reason. And he says, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. Amen. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The new day, the new covenant. If there was anything of the new thing that what he was going to do, it's right in the now and now. The new thing is the new creation, right? The new creation that's in Christ Jesus, right? It's the new creation. We're not of this world anymore. This is a total different. We're a total different creation. The world and the religion would say, "Oh, you no, you're not. You're just a, you know, keep your seat. You're not that." But we are, right? We are a new creation, right? I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. And when the church stands and sings that, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. And as the whole body begins to sing it, it's not us singing, but it's him saying, I'm the new creation. I'm the brand new man. We can see, because we can't be separated any longer from our Lord. Right? Religion will separate you. The enemy will, in you, the carnal mind will try to separate you. But we don't live there anymore. We live in the most holy place, where the mercy seat is. And this is the ministry that's coming on the face of the earth. Not, you need to do this, you need to do that, and bring your offering and to me and everything else of the old covenant. What it's doing is it's sitting down on the mercy seat, looking out, right? Looking out through the congregation, and even going further, and said, come on. Come on in. The day star has risen, and the Son of Righteousness is on the throne. Because we're now seated with Him in heavenly places. Right? Man. But we're the new creation, the brand new man. Old things are passed away. Right? Behold, we're born again. Isn't that the way it goes? It's something that has come to light. And yet even the church world hasn't woke up to what we're sitting here talking about today, the majority of it. They're still waiting for it over yonder. Right? And if that's what He has for any of us, praise God. Because you see, we've already been resurrected. Right? The first death, the second death, hath no sting. Right? Have no sting no more. Because we've already died once. We're not waiting, and we got to die to get something. We were dead 2,000 years ago. When He died, we died. Amen? He died in our stead. But there was a covenant that He was raising up that said, I include you in what I do. And now we've been born again. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same anymore like we were. And I'm thankful for that. The life I now live, I live, not I, but Christ in me. Right? And the just, the ones that was justified in that death, live by faith. Right? They live in that kingdom. And you cannot have a kingdom, no way, without a king. Because when the king is on the throne, there's power. Amen. Amen? Where the king is on the throne, there's power. And I just thank Him for it today. Our lives, and you say, well, are we going to go out here and things going to be hunky-dory? So that's what we call hunky-dory. Most likely not. But with Him on board, you know, you may go through something, but you're going to come out on the other side. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went through the fire. God could have delivered them, kept them out of it, right? But He wanted to be, He was in there with them. Amen. And they came out with no smell of smoke on them. Isn't that something? A fire that's seven times hotter. And when they come out, there's no smell of smoke on them. You see, there'll be no more smell of darkness on us. Right? There'll be no more smell of misery on us. Or sorrow. Right? There's no sense in having... Jesus grieved with Lazarus. But look, who He had inside and who had directed Him there. Right? Bethany, believe it or not, Bethany, the town Bethany where Lazarus lived, means the house of affliction. He loves to dwell. It's the house of affliction or the house of misery. That's what Bethany means. Do you know that was where Jesus had all of His friends? That's where He kept going back to Martha and Mary. And Lazarus was in the house of misery. Right? And when they finally came, listen to this, and when Jesus resurrected him for the glory of God, he did it not for Lazarus' sake or his sake, but for the glory of God. And he left there. I don't recall where he went to. He left. You see, he may come into the house of misery, but he changes everything, and I'm on my way again. Right. And when he come back, they had a supper. Right? And the word says, and Lazarus also was sitting at the table. And they came to see. You can read it. We might get into it sometime, but he said that they came to see the one that Jesus raised from the dead, right? And Jesus also, right? And some says they came to see Jesus, but they also came to see the one that was raised from the dead. They're coming to see. One of these days, Ken, they're coming to see you. The one that Christ has raised from the dead, that sitteth at the supper with him. You see, it's the supper time is when everything is relaxed. When we're eating breakfast, we're thinking about the day, right? When we're eating lunch, we're just in a hurry. We're on a time clock or whatever, and it's in a hurry. But when the day's over, we can sit and sup with him. Sit down and have a relationship. And we've been eating, right? We're eating his flesh, drinking his blood, and we become part of him. That's what communion is about, is recognizing the body of Christ. But I'll hush up because it's getting late. But the day of resurrection, the day of our perfection, is here. It's not waiting for another generation. What amazes me is there's a lot of my generation that have left and went to the other side. Amen. That the resurrection was here. Amen. People go for different reasons. Sometimes they can't make it any further. The flesh, you go on so far. But the day of resurrection, the day of our perfection, don't forget that where we are, because the enemy's going to try to convince us all that it ain't here yet. Right? It ain't here yet. You can't get it on this side. Well, I'm here to say different. The word says that this is the day. Amen? Come on, bro. Amen.
Praise God. This is the day. This is the day, and we can rejoice in what God's done for us. I know time's gone, and we can praise God that let that word dwell in you. You know, you're going to have to listen to that one again, and again probably. It's going to be on the website. You can download it and listen to it. Praise the Lord. So let's just stand. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we're in that new day. We thank you, Lord, that resurrection life that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord, that this third day we're going to see mighty things. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your Spirit indwells us. Hallelujah, and we give you praise. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall, Lord, be seen in you and you shall be seen in us, O God. And the power of the light that is in us, O God, shall drive darkness from lives. And Lord, we'll see captives set free. And Lord, we will see, Lord, your coming in a mighty way within each and every one of us. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, as we go home tonight, Lord, you'll just minister to us in the night watches. And Lord, wake us refreshed and strengthened in the morning. And we'll give you the praise and we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Give somebody a hug. Glory to God.